Okay, Phil read that verse and it said, command those who are rich, and 75% of y'all checked out. Now, that ain't me. Who that is? That ain't me, you know. And in America, we have a perspective of rich that is really kind of weird. You know, when you think of rich, who do you think of? Names come to mind. Bill Gates, Ted Turner, Paris Hilton, Oprah, you know. Yeah, how about Usher? Did you hear the news about Usher? Somebody stole $1 million of jewelry out of Usher's car here in North Fulton a couple weeks ago. Just picked it up out of his car. It's like, I'm not rich. We're talking about rich. But you know, the problem with that definition is that rich is very relative. If you ask somebody, when would I be rich? If you ask me that question, when would I be rich? You know, most people would say, if I could just double my income, I'd be rich. So I asked my daughter, Bailey. She's 15 going on 40, you know. That's why I look this way. Some of you might still remember. She's not that cute little thing she used to be. She's a deal now. But anyway, she got a job. She got a job at Chick-fil-A. She got her first paycheck, $100. It was $100.13. I said, Bailey, what do you think? She said, man, Dad, I'm rich. You're like, whoa, you know, okay. But that's the way it is. And if you ask somebody that makes 20 grand a year, you know, they say, boy, if I could just make 40, I'd be rich, you know, I'd be rich. Oh. Here's the deal in America. In America, we have a skewed perspective on what rich is. And so I want to just point out a few facts and a few things that'll give us a better, if we look at perspective. Perspective means to take our situation in the light of the world and see where we fit in. You know, Louis Grizzard said, if you're not the league dog, the scenery never changes. And that's sometimes how we get. We're just looking at that, you know, dog in front of us. And we forget there's a whole world out there. Look at these statistics for a minute. If you earn, listen to this, $47,500 a year, you're in the top 1% of world income earners. 47.5. And then look on down. You can go on down. If you earn 25.4, you're in the top 10% of the world's income providers. Some people in the world live on less than $2 a day. And we're not rich. I don't know anybody rich. You know anybody rich? No, I don't know anybody rich. Look at this. Internet access, something we all take absolutely for granted. You got to have that $49.95. Just got to have it, right? 74% of the U.S. has internet access, where the world is 25.6. Look at car ownership. 2.2 vehicles per household in America. Only 7 to 9%, depending on who you read, of the world's population even own a vehicle. You know? Think about home ownership. How many of you guys have eaten today and you live indoors? All right, now, how many liars we got, you know? Okay. Could have eaten today and you live indoors maybe. Okay. In the U.S., even with all the mess you're hearing about, 67.8% of us still own or participate with the bank to own a home. You know, there's 2 billion people in the world don't have a house. And that is so, so real right now when you look at Haiti, a place where it was not even inhabitable almost before an earthquake, and now, what are they saying? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands. Okay, this one just blows my mind. Cell phone ownership, you know, we didn't know what a cell phone was 30 years ago. We thought they were car phones, you know, you clipped them on your little console thing, right? Clip. 82% of the U.S. households, or U.S. population, now has a cell phone, less than 50% in the world. And this one just blew my mind. This is a new one I've just added. Self-storage units in the U.S. Look at this. In 1984, less than 28 years ago, there was 289 million square feet of that stuff. At the end of 2008, in the U.S., there's 2.3 billion square feet of something we got to rent to put junk in that we ain't got room to put in our house, you know? We rent a place to put the stuff that we don't, it's like, this is crazy, you know? Command those who are rich in this present world. And you're still, now 50% have checked out, right? I've got some of you, but you're still not sure. So I got this little test. Now, we're not going to raise our hands. You don't have to, I don't want to see any of this, you know. Mm-hmm. But listen to this. I want you to just think in your mind, and I don't know how many you got to get right to be rich, but you decide, okay? And I've done them 10 to 1. So here we go. Number 10. And actually, I term this, you might know someone who's rich if. You know, because you go to the doctor and you say, you know, my friend, he's got a problem. And I'm like, you know, well, this is the way this is. You might know someone who's rich if you know someone with more than two nozzles in their shower. What's the purpose of two nozzles in the shower? One over your head, one... Number 9. You might know someone who's rich if you know, have ever heard someone, if you know someone who's heard these words.
In 0.3 miles, left turn.
You might know someone who's rich if you know anybody who owns a TV that's less than 2 inches thick. Here's one. You might know someone who's rich. We got any kids in here? We don't. This may not work. You might know someone who's rich if you have any, if you know anyone that has more than 4 game controllers. You know, it ain't enough just 2 that came with it. You got, hey, you got to have 12 of them, you know? Okay, quick. You might know someone who's rich if you know someone who paid extra for a vanity car tag. You might know someone who's rich if you go somebody who has both a gym membership and a personal trainer, you know? Not just enough to have the machine, you got to have the trainer. Here's one, you'll love this. You might know someone who's rich if you know somebody with a monogram Snuggie. Not just a Snuggie, but a monogram Snuggie, you know? Oh, my goodness. Here you go. Number 3, you might know someone who's rich if you know someone who says, I have an app for that. Have an app for that? You might know, this was used to be number 1, and I've got I changed one just to kind of see. But number 2, you might know someone who's rich if the first decision they make every day after they leave their house is tall, grande, or vente. Yeah, you know? Okay. And the last one, and this is about leisure time. I don't know whether you'll get this or not, but I had to put it in here. You might know someone who's rich if you know anybody who's Googled pants on the ground in the last 2 weeks or week and a half. I mean, give me a break. Okay, look, in America, we are rich, you know? I don't care how you put it. If you look in contrast to the world, we're rich. So Paul told Timothy, command those who are rich to do what? To not put their hope in what? Wealth, which was so uncertain, but to put their hope in God. Folks, we're rich here in America. The second thing I want to show you is that we think this is the worst it's ever been. And that's natural. If you're in the middle of it, it is the worst it's ever been. You know, they say unemployment's 10.2%, but if it's you, it's 100% in your world, right? So I understand that, and I'm not trying to make light of that. But I want you to get some, we need to get a little perspective on history as far as economics, okay? I'm born in 60, so I am old. I'll be 50. When will I be 50? In August. Oh, I'm even older than I thought. So from 1960 to today, let's look at 10-year spreads, okay? 1960, there was a recession in that decade. The Dow dropped 14 points during that decade. Unemployment was at 6.7%. You can kind of read on down. We had a Cuban Missile Crisis, which is comparable to 9/11. We had good stuff. They landed on the moon, Neil Armstrong. Bad stuff, maybe. Visa started. You know, it all began in the 60s. Actually, it was in 56, and they rebranded it in the 60s. Look at the 70s. There was a recession. The Dow dropped 45% during that decade. Unemployment was at 8.5% at the high. Inflation rate, who remembers the 70s? 11.5%, Jimmy Carter's days. Gas embargoes, you remember all that? Mortgage rates were at 10%. Watergate, Nixon resigned, there was a political scandal. And for those of you who have apps for that, you can thank Steve Jobs. It all got started back in 1970. Look at the 80s. There was a recession in the 80s. The Dow dropped 22.6% over a period of one section of time. The unemployment rate was 9.7%. The high mortgage rate in the 80s, look at that number. 18.25%. Are you kidding me? Kids, MTV started. There it is right there. Now you know where it all began in the 80s. And there was a terrorist incident. A plane got blown up over Lockerbie, Scotland. You remember that? 246-something people vanished out of the air from terrorism. That was the 80s. Look at the 90s. There was a recession in the 90s. You see a pattern here? The Dow dropped 18% over a period of time. Unemployment rate was high. Had a bombing at the Atlanta Olympics. Had people, school children, get killed in Columbine. And there was a scandal in politics, you know? That was the 90s. Now the 2000s, what's that decade called? The OOs, I don't know what you call that, the OOs. There was a recession, the Dow dropped, there was high unemployment, mortgage rates, there was 9/11. We elected our first African-American president, which was a big deal. Twitter and Facebook started, some of you don't even know what that is, and the iPhone became popular, right? So if you look back over those decades, what do you see? There's a pattern. The pattern is economic change is certain. There's going to be economic cycles. They're going to repeat. It's going to continue on and on and on and on. And here's the bad news. It's probably not going to end. Think about it. You can go all the way back to biblical days. You can look through the Old Testament. There's constant cycles. The Israelites did good. The Israelites didn't do good. You know, think about old Adam. Adam got a real raw deal. You know, if you look at it just on the economy, he had the whole Garden of Eden and everything in it except for one tree. You know, and then that woman, you know, that's what, and we can get in another sermon here, but you know, then that woman, and then what happened? You shall toil all your life for your food you eat. You know, he went through, so he got a bad economic deal. This stuff is constant. And the only thing that we need to realize is it's going to keep being constant. Confucius said, forecasting is difficult, especially about the future. You know, and you know, the reason that is, think about this for a minute. The reason that we don't know what the future is going to hold, just looking at it from a world's perspective, is we don't even know what we don't know. Think about it. I'm going to date some of you now, okay? Who knows what a World Book Encyclopedia is? Bunch of old people in here. I'm feeling better. You remember that? You remember how you updated the World Book Encyclopedia? Every year you got them little stickers. You remember those stickers? And you know, if you had an update, you stuck them on the page. That was a big deal at my house. You know, and your parents paid over time. Remember that? It was like $2,300 that they paid monthly for 2 years to get a World Book Encyclopedia. You know what we didn't know when we were sticking them stickers on those pages? We didn't know what Wikipedia was. We didn't know what Google was. We sure didn't know what a twit was or a Twitter or twitting or whatever all that is. So the reason we don't know what's going to come next is we don't know. You know, so don't get worked up about it. It's going to change. And Paul told us way back when, how you survive in times like this is you command those who are rich. In this present world, have I convinced you at least that you're in the world's view are rich? Don't be arrogant and don't put your hope in wealth, which is so uncertain. But put it in God, who richly provides everything for your enjoyment. The financial perspective of the world is that we're rich in America. Economically speaking, from that perspective, things are always going to be cyclical. They're always going to be cyclical. What is not cyclical and never changing is what? The principles and His Word and God. Put your hope there, because that is how you survive in this mess that we got.